the middleman.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. President Bush actually made some small concessions today in a year-end news conference, admissions that things in Iraq aren't going quite as well as intended. For example, the training of Iraqi forces to take over security responsibilities.
The American people are taking a look at Iraq and wondering whether the Iraqis are eventually going to be able to fight off these bombers and killers. And our objective is to give them the tools and the training necessary to do so.
The president said he would call the results mixed in terms of standing up Iraqi units who are willing to fight. Bush said there have been some cases where when the heat got on, they left the battlefield. That's unacceptable. Iraq will never secure itself, said the president, if they have troops that when the heat gets on, they leave the battlefield. Well, Bush certainly stood up for embattled Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, saying he was going to keep him around for a second term.
I asked him to stay on because I understand the nature of the job of the Secretary of Defense, and I believe he's doing a really fine job.
Polls show an erosion in Americans' confidence that a stable democratic government will be established in Iraq. To that, Bush said, polls change. Polls go up, polls go down. Iraq's interim prime minister is accusing Sunni Muslim militants of trying to derail the country's upcoming elections and bring about civil war. Prime Minister Iyad Alawi says the militants are trying to create an ethnic and religious tension within Iraq, but he vowed his government won't be intimidated in the weeks before the January 30th vote. He was speaking on a day when thousands of mourners turned out at funerals for victims of bombings in two Shiite holy cities. Yesterday's attacks killed at least 67 people and wounded many dozens more. Sunni Muslim militants are being blamed for the bombings. Here at home, two drug companies announced today they will collaborate on developing the first all-in-one, one-a-day pill to treat HIV infection. Currently, the best AIDS treatment requires patients to take 2 to 4 pills a day. Less than a decade ago, many patients had to take 25 to 30 pills a day, often at precise times and under specific conditions, such as with food. It made it pretty hard for patients to stick to the complex schedule. In the first collaboration by competing AIDS drug makers, Bristol-Myers Squibb Company and Gilead Sciences Incorporated have formed a joint venture to test and market the single pill, combining three widely used medicines from two different classes of AIDS drugs. Because the three drugs are already on the market, the combination could be approved and on sale by the second half of 2006. And an anonymous donor has posted a $100,000 reward for information leading to the murder charges in one of the most notorious crimes of the civil rights era, the killing of three civil rights workers, James Chaney, Michael Schwerner, and Andrew Goodman, in 1964 in Mississippi. The reward will be administered by an interfaith organization as the state renews efforts to bring charges. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
Kmart is making this a holiday to remember. There's so many people out there who deserve a nice Christmas. So if you know someone who's down on their luck this season, or if you can't afford your own Christmas, visit LisaAtNight.com and follow the instructions. In your message, tell me why you or someone you love deserves a Kmart Christmas and what Kmart should award them with. Remember, it must be something valued up to $500. Visit LisaAtNight.com or KmartChristmas.com for official rules. Brought to you by Kmart, making Christmas wishes come true. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 or older to enter.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. you may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 50.
Unfiltered.
Tuesday on Unfiltered. A puppy? A Barbie dream house? Healthcare? Don't ask Santa. Call in and ask a vet. Plus, Nan Shipley and Jason Anthony, authors of Is Your Straight Man Gay Enough? The Ultimate Renovation Guide, are here. And Landshark, don't forget the Pep Attack with Mike Papantonio. Pep takes a bite out of the Alabama Book Club.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America. Thank you very much for joining us this Monday evening. I've come to a conclusion that I'm probably insane. Because I watched Bush's press conference today, and it made literally no sense. And yet there are a bunch of people there, allegedly members of the press, who were appeared to be asking questions, and Mr. Bush appeared to be answering the questions, but they were illogical, nonsensical, and totally disconnected from reality. Now, they can't all be crazy and me sane. That can't be. So I must be insane. I think it's really cool when you have somebody who's as mouth-drooling insane as me. I get to do a radio program. That's pretty neat. And I get a paycheck, and I can go to the grocery store by myself. I think it's just great. I don't have to wear a helmet. I don't have to wear shin guards. Did you see any of today's year-end press conference? Did you? Huh? There were some real surprises, weren't they? Weren't there? You expect Bush to defend Rumsfeld and talk about the progress and optimism in Iraq and his wondrous plan to reform Social Security. But I didn't expect him, after all we now know, to talk about how he wishes poor old Bernie Carrot could have served as Homeland Security Director. Oh. Now, that's what makes me crazy. I know that Kerik was a thug, an absolute criminal. But I'm wrong. I'm wrong because the President of the United States could not say, well, damn, I wish he could have made it. So it must be me. I don't know. The other thing, I opened this morning's Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Now, the same article is on the front page of the New York Times, but In the Journal Constitution, in three-quarter inch high, bold caps, car bombings kill at least 60 in Iraq. And then there's an AP photo, full color, of a burning car. Car bombings kill at least 60 in Iraq. And in my insanity, in my sickness, I heard Bush today talking about how wonderful things are going in Iraq. Oh, we got some problems with the Iraqi soldiers. They don't want to fight. But other than that, we're doing great. Well, we're going to get to all that a little bit later in the program. And I appreciate the fact that you people tune in to listen to a crazy man. It must be a charitable act on your part. That has to be what it is, a charitable act. And I just want to tell you that I really do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, moving right along here, in Colorado Springs, Colorado, a newspaper there, the Gazette. You see this? They plan to include customized Bibles with all copies of its home-delivered newspapers through this past Sunday. yesterday. Customized Bible. What the hell is a customized Bible? Now, wait a second. Isn't the Bible the Word of God? Right? Customized Bible. Well, the Bibles are put in there by the International Bible Society. It's paying the Gazette $36,000 to distribute the New Testament copies, not Bibles. You see, this is where it's misleading. They're not Bibles. They're New Testaments. So the newspaper's 91,000 subscribers get a New Testament, courtesy of International Bible Society. Now, some of the people who subscribe to that newspaper are like Jewish. So some of the congregants at Temple Shalom, which is the city's largest Jewish congregation, said they might cancel their subscription in protest. Might? Okay. The Gazette's editor and the director of marketing and other executives could not be reached immediately for comment to the editor and publisher staff where I got this article. Incredible. Now, the publisher, a couple of months ago, compared to when he was told about they're going to give out the Bible, New Testament, the publisher, Bob Burdick, compared the plan to giving out laundry detergent and America Online discs. He says, just because we distribute something doesn't mean we endorse it or don't endorse it. Oh, really? Oh, all right. Well, you know. Customized Bibles. I bet Satan is just laughing his ass off. Wouldn't you think? Huh? Hitler was Time's Man of the Year in 1938. Stalin was Time's Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942. Stalin made it twice. Who else made it twice? Khrushchev was Time's Man of the Year in 57. Nixon was Time's Man of the Year in 71. Ayatollah Khomeini was Time's Man of the Year in 1979. Deng Xiaoping was Time's Man of the Year in 1985. Newt Gingrich was Time's Man of the Year in 1995. And George Herbert Hebert Hubert Bush was Time's Man of the Year in 1991. George W. Bush was Time's Man of the Year in 2000 and again in 2004. Can we hear it for George W. Bush? Now, for all you people who really, really, really have your underpants in a wad over this, hold on a second. I realize that Time magazine is a mouthpiece for the right-wing radicals, reactionaries in this country. But hold on a second, okay? Ostensibly, Time's Man of the Year Award, Mike, it's Person of the Year. Oh, screw that. Time's Man of the Year Award is not given to those who have done the most good for the planet, or the nation, or the county, or whatever the hell it is. No. It's the person who had the most effect on the rest of us. So in that regard, oh, God, do I agree with Time magazine. George Bush has made 50, 60, 80, 100, 150 million Americans chronically ill, acutely ill. He has turned off the rest of the world. He's a chump, a fool, a maniac, a psychopath, and twice he's stolen the elections. Hell yes, give him the Man of the Year. Who else could pull that? Who, I ask you, else could steal two United States presidential elections and get away with it? It takes a toxic imbecile like this guy. It takes a giggling killer like this guy. It takes somebody who can stand in front of the press corps, so-called, like he did today, and give the answers that he did today before he goes to the ranch for another one of his infinite vacations, chopping brush or whatever he does down there. I have no idea. So, you know, don't be concerned about the man of the year. Of course he's man. Who the hell did you expect? Karl Rove? Rove is the Pillsbury Doughboy. Sure, he's the Machiavelli behind all this. But so what? So what? If George Bush had the sense God gave the scarecrow, or was it the wizard? If he had any kind of decency, he would have hired Rove to begin with. Oh, jeez. It's so bad. What did he say today? One of his promises is going to cut the deficit in half in 5 years? What? It took him 3 years to put it where it is. He did it. Now he's going, oh, well, we're going to cut the deficit in 5 years. So he's going to make it halfway back in 5 years from where he destroyed it. By giving away billions and trillions of dollars to the wealthy. How much do the wealthy need? Jesus, God in heaven, think of the Walton family. As they continue to export jobs, what is the Walton family worth collectively? $250 billion, $40 billion? I don't know. What do they need? Is there a Walton Foundation for peace and justice and social uplifting, feed the little hungry, armless babies from Iraq? I don't think so. How much money does the Walton family need? For God's sake! Why don't they take some of these billions and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open factories in the United States and produce this crap that we produce in China. And we're going to pay our workers $15 an hour and give them health insurance. Why don't they do that? No! I need another $10 billion. I need another $20 billion. What do they want? You know what they want? Everything. Everything. Your oxygen, your labor, your blood, your testicles, your womb, everything. Your baby's hair, your grandpa's teeth. They want it all. Every single. Your caca. Everything. They want it all. That's what they want. Billions. Big mounds of stuff. All down there in Bentonville, Arkansas. Jesus. Excuse me while I go throw up.
He's really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Oh, I'm the president and I'm okay. A bomb all night and a drill all day. I cut down trees, I cut down schools, and leave no child behind. What's 87 billion? I'm sure the kids don't mind.
He cuts down trees, he cuts down schools, and leaves no child.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are speaking for virtue at MOTTOcitizens.com.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Derek?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Joan.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo.
If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. If you want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use, here's your solution. GoToMyPC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMyPC.com free today. You'll love it.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? Now, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
All the things I could do
if I had a little money.
So Bush wants 5 years? Wait a second. He says he can have the deficit that he's run up, the horrible fiscal shape he's put this country in 5 years. Let me see. 2005, 2006, 2007. Wasn't he just reelected for? Didn't he just steal a second election for 4 years? Oh, never mind. Now, he also talked about Iraq. Somebody ought to get his attention. Now, I have in mind ways to get his attention, but I dare not say it. Or the Secret Service would come and interview me, and it takes hours, and you sit there, and then they check in, you know. So, but somebody needs to get his attention and show him the big, bold headline on the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Car bombings kill at least 60 in Iraq. 3 election workers slain on busy street. Somebody ought to show that to him. Somebody ought to say, George, you know, for real, It's different from what your advisors are telling you. Iraq is in the abyss, and you're taking America into the abyss too. And if it was, if the whole point was Saddam, you know, don't you ever listen to Malloy's program? If the whole point was Saddam, if that's why the Iraqis were clamoring for us to come over there and murder 100,000 of them in order, we have him, you know, George, we have Saddam. We really, really do. So why are we still killing people there, and why are they still killing us? What? George, huh? Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody in there? Hello? 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 George? Oh, I know you don't read the paper, but really, 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 it's crazy. It's an abyss, and it's... Never mind. And finally, Rumsfeld today. He's doing a really fine job. He uses a mechanical pencil to sign death notices. Hi, listen, I'm real sorry. Your boy was killed. Got any more? Yours truly, Donnie Rumsfeld. But we're winning the war, you know what I'm saying? Death notices written like that. Busting up on the troops, smacking our people in the face for requesting protection, for requesting armor. Well, you have to fight the war with the army you got, not the army you want, you dumb little bastards. Now, get this guy, what is he, reserve? Yeah, that figures. Get him out of my sight. He refuses to condemn torture. Torture! Torture! We torture people in this country. Now, Merry Christmas, by the way. Fa-la-la-la-la. Huh? Huh? Misleading everybody, saying, well, when we get to Iraq, they're going to love us. You know what they're going to do? They're going to throw down their guns. They're going to pick up their roses. They're going to approach American troops, say, hi, anything I can do for you, big boy? Anything. I'm so glad you're here and got rid of Saddam. Huh? Here, you want my women? You want me? Anything. I'm so happy. Hi, American. What happened to that? Huh? I watched that today, and the thing about him, you know this and I know this, the thing about Mr. Bush that is so thoroughly irritating is that snide little look he gives, like when he thinks he's just come up with a wonderful answer, and he puts that he thrusts his little monkey chin forward and puts that little monkey grin on his little monkey face. You know, well, we're there because of democracy. And I dare not say anything about the President of the United States, but I'd like to just bitch slap every member of the White House press corps. Oh, my God. I'll start with CNN's John King and work my way through every one of these crap heads. What's the matter with you people? What is the matter with you people? Stand it, and then immediately, I watched it on CNN, immediately after the clown leaves the stage to go cut brush or whatever the hell he's going to do, Darren Kagan and her revolving door co-host, who'd she have today? She had some guy today, and he sits there, and I thought, oh my God, he's doing for George what Monica did for Bill. There he sits on camera, Darren Kagan's co-host saying, well, that was really something. It's about time the President of the United States took these issues by the horn, so to speak, and he just went on and on. And then I smashed the television. I just couldn't, well, with pillows, what, you think I'm going to break my own TV and miss Gilligan Island reruns? Are you out of your mind? So, but there it was. Well, we have some sound for you from the Man of the Year. And again, please understand that the Man of the Year is not, oh, we love you, you're the Man of the Year. No, it's the person who's had the most effect, at least in the mind of the editorial board of Time magazine, you know, which is what? How many people is that? Six? Eight? I don't know. What? How many? Relax. You know, Bush has now equaled the Stalin twice. If he gets it next year, then we might have a problem. Quick break. We'll be back when we do. Too stupid to be anything other than a brush cutter down in Texas, in his own words. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. To liberate, to liberate.
by glance at the headlines, just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. The best way to get the news is from objective sources. And the most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film dialogue editor. Music recordist. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
T'was the night before Bull Week from Capital One. It's actually more than a week, December 14th through January 1. My jerseys were piled on my dresser and chair because 21 college bowl games soon would be there. I set up three TVs because one wouldn't do. Capital One Bowl Week is on ABC, ESPN 1 and 2. There I sat on my couch like a king in my castle. Thanks to Capital One, I can watch 21 bowl games with absolutely no hassle. From December 14th through January 1, it's all about football and Capital One.
Gentlemen, this message is for you if you're using Viagra, or perhaps you never have, and it's about time. ClassicTabs.com has all four performance enhancers, Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet that melts under the tongue. It's custom compounded using Pfizer's Viagra and starts to work in as little as 15 minutes. Go online to ClassicTabs.com. Your prescription will be filled by a licensed physician, delivered in a discreet envelope right to your door. Give us a call at 1-800-640-7032. Now there are four male enhancers to choose from. Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet. Your decision. Your choice. It's that simple. That's ClassicTabs.com. ClassicTabs.com. Or call 1-800-640-7032. 1-800-640-7032. ClassicTabs.com.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I'm exhausted, and I'm still not done with all my holiday shopping.
Well, I'm done with my holiday shopping.
How?
Easy. AirAmericaRadio.com. You know, they've updated their website.
Really?
Yeah, they have new Air America designs, winter gear, and for a limited time, they're offering holiday discounts. Hey, they can even ship to you in time for Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, just go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the Get the Gear banner.
Oh, honey, you're so smart.
I know.
Click on the Get the Gear banner at AirAmericaRadio.com for your discount. Wear the air.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
It's about 26 before the hour. Okay, let's listen to Time Magazine's Man of the Year for 2004 at his year-end press conference today. And I hope you saw some of it. I know most people who listen to this program are normal people and work during the day, not abnormal like moi and work at night. But this maybe you'll get the same sense that you're crazy. When you listen to this, because that's the only conclusion I could come to. I must be crazy, because this guy has been president in 2000. He was he wound up president. 2004, he wound up president. I know that in both instances, he stole the election. Nobody took to the streets. Well, some of us did, but there weren't 30 million people out there saying, you know, you're not going to steal our democracy. You're not going to steal, you know, not in 2000, not in 2004. Everybody's being real quiet. Nobody's doing anything. So, insanity is the only answer I can come up with. Full-blown, full-bore, flat-out, crazy, Prozac ain't going to help me, insanity. Anyway, there was something to offend everyone at today's briefing, but let's start with this little montage on Putin. Remember Pooty Poot? Bush looks into his soul and sees his underwear label or something. I wonder if Karl Rove was snickering to himself when he fed Bush this response into his earpiece, okay? Reporter asked this. Mr. President, a month ago in Chile, you asked Vladimir Putin to explain why he has taken actions widely seen as a move away from democracy. So, Mr. President, what do you think Mr. Putin's intentions are? And do you think that Russia's behavior has chilled relations with the United States?
As you know, Vladimir Putin and I have got a good personal relationship. It's important for Russia and the United States to have the kind of relationship where if we disagree with decisions, we can do so in a friendly and positive way.
But what about the relationship?
This is a vital and important relationship.
Yeah, what about it, though?
And it's a relationship where... you know, it's complicated. It's complex rather than complicated. It's complex because we have joint efforts when it comes to sharing intelligence to fight terrorism.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, there's a lot of trade that's taking place between Russia and the West and the United States, and that trade relationship's an important relationship.
Say relationship.
And the relationship's an important relationship, and I would call the relationship a good relationship.
Oh my God. Here, let's make everybody else crazy, just like I am, Kathy. Would you play it again, please?
As you know, Vladimir Putin and I have got a good personal relationship.
Say it again. Come on.
It's important for Russia and the United States to have the kind of relationship where if we disagree with decisions, we can do so in a friendly and positive way.
Uh-huh. But say relationship again.
This is a vital and important relationship.
Yeah, again.
And it's a relationship where, you know, it's complicated.
No.
It's complex rather than complicated.
There
it's complex
go.
Because we have joint efforts when
there
it comes
go.
To sharing intelligence to fight terrorism.
That's good. Say relationship.
Obviously, there's a lot of trade that's taking place between Russia. And the West
and who
and
else?
The United States.
That's
and that
good.
Trade relationship's an important relationship. And the relationship's an important relationship. And I would call the relationship a good relationship.
Oh, my God. Okay. Moving right along here. Jesus. Now, John King from CNN stands his burly ass up with his. Has he still got that brush cut that he had? It's kind of modified now. You know, John King to me looks exactly like a perfect Hitler Youth recruiter, doesn't he? I realize that was 70 years ago, 80 years ago, but I swear to God he does. Yeah, my name is Zhang King. You know, he looks like somebody that lead a troop. You ever watch the History Channel? Sure you do, the Hitler Channel. And you see the Hitler Youth, the boys, marching and marching and marching. All these good little German boys, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, fair-skinned, not a dark skin among them, not dark hair. And John King, I'm sorry, John, I don't mean anything personal about this, but you just look like a Nazi youth kid thing recruiter, you know, like go to school to school. We want all the youth here, not to choose. No choose, just the good Aryans. That, you know, I'm sorry, he does. So King stands here and he says, you've made Social Security reform the top of your domestic agenda for second term. You've been talking extensively about the benefits of private accounts. Yet, I'm just wondering, as you're promoting these private accounts, why aren't you talking about some of the tough measures that may have to be taken to preserve the solvency of Social Security, such as increasing the retirement age, cutting benefits, or means testing for Social Security?
The temptation is going to be by well-meaning people such as yourself, John, and others here,
yeah,
as we run up to the issue, to get me to negotiate with myself in public. To say, you know, what's this mean, Mr. President? What's that mean? I'm not going to do that. I don't get to write the law.
Oh.
I'll propose a solution at the appropriate time.
Yeah,
but the law will be written in the halls of Congress.
Yeah.
Many times legislative bodies will not react unless the crisis is apparent.
Ah.
The crisis is upon them.
I believe
the crisis is. And so for a period of time, we're going to have to explain to members of Congress the crisis is here.
Ja, ich bin ein Berliner. Arbach might fry. So he's going to explain the crisis to Congress? Remember, it was the Congressional Budget Office that issued the recent report that if left alone, Social Security would be solvent until 2052. And for the foreseeable future after that, it could continue to pay 80%. It was the Congressional Budget Office. So Bush now has got to go educate the Congress. Bush educating the Congress? Well, that's almost laughable. I mean, there are a bunch of dumbasses in the Congress, but Bush couldn't educate his dog. This is the stupidest man ever to walk the earth and wear business suit and cowboy boots. It's incredible. My God. I will propose a solution at the appropriate... No, that's John King. I'll propose a solution at the appropriate time. But the law will be written in the House of Congress. I don't write the law. I don't write the law. Wait, you think I write the law? I don't write the law. So the Congressional Budget Office says, leave it alone. It'll be solvent for another half century. In essence, what this means is that Bush will discuss options on issues like Social Security with members of Congress who write the law, but damn sure not with the media. Now, here he is again. Two-time honorees, Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Here he is. I love these next two questions on the Kerik nomination. A reporter says, Mr. President, any lessons you have learned, sir? Now, right away, right? Weren't you sitting there? If you heard that right away, you're going, oh, Jesus, here it comes. Any lessons you have learned, sir, from the failed nomination of Bernard Kerik as you look forward now to pick a new director of the Homeland Security Department? Huh? Looks like, when you listen to this, apparently Bush didn't read the memo that Kerik is a thug and just a complete creep. But anyway, the reporter says, as you look forward now to pick a new director of Homeland Security, any lessons learned?
Well, first let me say that I was disappointed that the nomination of Bernard Kerik didn't go forward. In retrospect, he made the right decision to pull his name down, and he made the decision.
Yeah, he did. That's right.
I think he would have done a fine job as the Secretary of Homeland Security, and I appreciate his service to our country. We vetted a lot of people in this administration. I mean, we've vetted people in the first term, we're vetting people in the second term, and I've got great confidence in our vetting process. And so the lessons learned is continue to vet.
Continue to vet.
Oh, my God. We vetted. I have a relationship with Putin. My relationship is a relationship that requires relationships to be meaningful and a relationship that, that carries with it a good relationship. But I think vetting is a great idea. We vet a lot of people. We vetted people in first, vetted people in second. We're always vetting. Hell, I did before I came over here this morning. I was vetting people. I stopped on the corner down here by the hot dog, the guy who has the cart, and I vetted three people right there. And then I walked down the hall, and somebody's coming out zipping up their fly out of the men's room. Vetted him. Walked a little bit further. There was a couple of secretaries. I vetted them. I'm just disappointed. The denomination of Bernard Carrick didn't go forward because he's my kind of guy. A lying, cheating, two-timing he-man thug. He would have done a fine job as Secretary of Homeland Security. Now sit down, John. I'll give you whiny liberals something to cry about. I'm going to come over there and vet your ass. Sit down. Shut up. We vet. I know how to vet. What are you talking about? I've been vetting forever. I learned how to vet when my old man was... I know how to vet. Now, this is so sad, it's funny. Someone has to feed the correct answer to Bush. Listen carefully. I think you hear Andy Card make the correction. The reporter says, as you pick a director of national intelligence, any lessons learned in terms of vetting, and particularly with the DNI...
Now, in terms of the NDI?
DNI. Yeah, DNI.
I'm going to find somebody who knows something about intelligence.
Oh, my God.
And
capable
and honest and
ready to do the job.
And I'll let you know at the appropriate time when I find such a person.
Good. Now, sit down. Shh. Go on the next question. Quick.
Oh. So what's the tough criteria for this crucial new test for the person who'll be charged with protecting all of us from another deadly terrorist attack? What kind of impeccable qualifications will she or he have to present? Will it be another character? What? Making money with, I don't know. It's hard to know. You know, you're standing there. You're trying to figure it out. You got Karl Rove or somebody whispering in your ear. He says, I'm going to find someone that knows something about...
Oh! Someone that knows something about intelligence! That would be anybody! Oh, I get it! Thanks, Andy!
I love it when you speak your mind.
Nobody home.
It's nice to have some quiet time.
There's nobody home.
The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you say to me convinces me more.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Uses directed.
Sirius Black, escape from Azkaban.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
Most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Kurz.
The film is just mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That felt good.
Not good. Brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Do you dread spending another winter in your old, dreary kitchen?
then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology with the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
9 minutes before the hour. Our senior correspondent, I'm Minnesota Chris, emailed in and he said in the relationship comment there, Bush said relationship 10 times. He's talking about, what was that, about Putin? Was it about Putin? Chris writes, it's a good thing there was a relationship so Bush could talk about the relationship of the relationship and the relationship between Russia and the West. And, oh, yeah, the United States, a relationship. Well, I've got one word. You know, isn't Bush supposed to meet with Putin sometime coming up? He's going to the United States of Europe. I have one word for Bush. What's the word? No, it's not relationship. Yushchenko. Okay? If you have dinner with him, George, be careful! Be careful! Take a look at Mr. Yushchenko's face! Oh, my God! What about that? Mike in St. Paul emailed in about the Bush's comment about negotiating with himself. Mike in St. Paul writes, Mike, they told me in Catholic sex ed classes that negotiating with myself would be punished by hellfire after death and hairy palms in this life. Yeah, they did, didn't they? All right, David, the reporter David, asked about the declining support for Bush's insane war. Reporter David says, a year ago, we were in this room almost to the day, and you were heralding the capture of Saddam Hussein and announcing the end of Ba'athist tyranny in Iraq. A year later, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate said after returning from Iraq that Talking about Iraqi troops, the raw material is lacking in the willpower and commitment after they receive military training. Eh? At the same time, here at home, a higher percentage, Mr. President, of Americans is less confident of success, successful conclusion in Iraq. 48% less confident to 41% or something. What's going wrong, Mr. President?
Polls change, Dave. Polls go up, polls go down.
Yeah.
You know, I can understand why people are looking on your TV screen and seeing indiscriminate bombing where thousands of innocent or hundreds of innocent Iraqis are getting killed. Oh, and they're saying whether or not we're able to achieve the objective. What they don't see are the, you know, the small businesses starting, 15 of the 18 provinces are relatively stable, where progress is being made, life is better now than it was under Saddam Hussein. And so there's, you know, there are very hopeful signs.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Muhammad. Oh, thank you, Moses. The small, the achievements, small businesses are starting. Yeah. There's a great business in fake arms and legs for sale over there, right? There's all kind. The coffin business is booming. The headstone business. No, that's a Christian thing. No, you're right, George. There are people opening up little shops. There are people opening up bomb factories. Here, you wear it around your waist. You fill it full of nails and explosives. And then you go to the nearest whatever and blow yourself. Yeah, George. Yeah. And the headline today in the Journal Constitution, 60 people, George. 60 innocent people blown to pieces. Well, yeah, that's true. It wasn't an American who was a suicide bomber. No, okay. Well, I guess I just, there goes my argument. It's interesting the way he cut his thousands of innocent to hundreds of innocent, right? Okay, we got time for the last one? Or one more? Yeah, we got two more. All right, we got time for this? Hello? Okay. We know the horrors of Abu Ghraib here, and we're learning about the even worse conditions at Gitmo. So this reporter says, Mr. President, how concerned are you by the reports of torture for the detainees held in Guantanamo and how much that damages America's reputation as a nation, which, you know, used to stand for liberty and justice, huh?
Yeah, look.
Yeah?
We are a nation of laws, and to the extent that people say, well, America has no longer a nation of laws, it does hurt our reputation.
Yeah.
But I think it's an unfair criticism. As you might remember, our courts have made a ruling. They looked at the jurisdiction, the right of people in Guantanamo to have habeas review, and so we're now complying with the court's decisions. We want to fully vet the court decision, because I believe I have the right to set up military tribunals.
I believe I have the right to set up military tribunals. My Tejano, Senor Gonzalez, said so. So there, bastard, sit down. Sit down, you crappy reporter. We want to fully vet the court decision. You know, the court said that people in Guantanamo, these little brown bastards, that they have the right of habeas corpus review just like they were real people. Can you believe that? So we're going to vet the court decision. Me and my Tejano, Alberto, we're going to, here in La Casa Blanca, we are going to vet the decision. Yes? No? We? See? Oh, God. No, George. No. You think it's an unfair criticism that we've become a nation of torturers on your watch? You think it's unfair? It's true. It's true, George. Your Tejano wrote the memo, you slime ball. Your Tejano, Alberto, told you how you could avoid any responsibility. How to torture and get away with it, George. Don't you remember? How to move people from this gulag to that gulag. Don't you remember, George? Huh? How many fingers am I holding up? Five? No. Four! Do you see four? Oh, you still see five? Here, let me remove one. Now, how many do you see? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Normally, we don't talk much about taxes at Christmas time, but W-2s are nearly in the mail, and George W. Bush has been talking about simplifying the tax system. No doubt that means simplifying taxes so that the wealthy end up paying less, while there are cutbacks in environmental enforcement, school lunches for poor kids, and other government programs. But here's what I don't get. Why haven't the Democrats made tax simplification their issue? Who likes the present tax code? Who likes filling out taxes or paying accountants to do so? Surely, we can change the tax system to make it easier for Americans to fill out those forms while preserving progressive taxation. This is a noble mission, but one thing's for sure. If Democrats don't champion their own version of tax reform, Bush will hijack the issue for less than noble purposes. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
Kmart is making this a holiday to remember. There's so many less fortunate people out there who deserve a nice Christmas. So if you know someone who's down on their luck this season, or if you can't afford your own Christmas, visit lisaatnight.com and follow the instructions. In your message, tell me why you or someone you love deserves a Kmart Christmas and what Kmart should award them with. Remember, it must be something valued up to $500. Visit lisaatnight.com or kmartchristmas.com for official rules. Brought to you by Kmart, making Christmas wishes come true. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Must be 18 or older to enter.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. Cut and run is not a popular option yet when it comes to Iraq. Despite growing doubts, most Americans still support keeping U.S. troops in Iraq until the country is stabilized. That's according to polls released today. More than half of those polled, 56%, say the U.S. should keep troops in Iraq until it's stable. According to a poll by the Pew Research Center, 40% said troops should be brought home as soon as possible. That's about the same level of support the Pew poll has found all year for keeping troops in Iraq. However, that doesn't mean everyone's pleased with the way things are going over there. Only 4 in 10 said they approve of the way the U.S. has handled the situation, while almost 6 in 10 disapprove, and that's according to a CNN USA Today Gallup poll. President Bush says he knows Americans are wondering whether Iraqi troops will ever be able to fight off the insurgents. Bush said at a White House news conference today, bombings like the ones that killed dozens in 2 Iraqi cities yesterday are having an effect, and he admits the results of having Iraqi forces try to secure their own nation are mixed.
There have been some cases where when the heat got on, they left the battlefield. That's unacceptable. You know, Iraq will never secure itself if they have troops that when the heat gets on, they leave the battlefield.
But Bush says the democratic process will move on, although he acknowledges the coming months won't be trouble-free. Bush says Americans have to know next month's planned elections are only the beginning of the process rather than the end. A military review has determined a second prisoner held at Guantanamo Bay is wrongly classified as an enemy combatant and will be released soon. The prisoner would be the second to be released under a military process instituted to help satisfy the Supreme Court's ruling this summer that prisoners at Gitmo could challenge their detentions through U.S. court system. Navy Secretary Gordon England refused to provide the man's name or nationality and the circumstances of his original capture. England claims, interestingly, that some of the Guantanamo prisoners who've been released are back at work as terrorists.
There's been at least 12 of the more than 200 detainees that have been previously released for transfer from Guantanamo that have indeed returned to terrorism.
That's Navy Secretary Gordon England. 6 days to go before the big presidential runoff revote in Ukraine, the one with the charges of vote fraud and a poisoned candidate. Today, the two contenders for the country's top position squared off in a televised debate, and I mean squared off, unlike the U.S. presidential debates. The candidates stood face-to-face at lecterns just a few feet apart and questioned each other in a dramatic confrontation. Don't you just hate biting into a cookie and getting a piece of glass? Archway Cookies is recalling holiday cookies that they say may contain pieces of glass. The company says it's a voluntary recall involving a limited quantity of its 10-ounce packages of Archway Holiday Cashew Nougat cookies, which were sold nationwide. The cookies involved have sell dates of February and March of 2005. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. We've got classic comedy, including visits from Eric Bogosian, Lawton Smalls, and Mort Milfington. Plus, remember when we had wrestler Mick Foley in the studio, along with a Republican who wanted to wrestle him? We'll reveal exactly what happened in the studio, and we'll tell you what went on when the mics went dead on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. What did he say? We're a nation of laws, and to the extent that people say, well, America is no longer a nation of laws, that does hurt our reputation. But he says, I think it's an unfair criticism. He thinks it's an unfair criticism. The entire world has been witness to the beheadings by the crazy people in Iraq. And they are crazy. They are crazy. You know, I mean, war is one thing. Fighting, being an insurgent, trying to defend your country is one thing. But beheading the head of, so to speak, of, who's the woman, Kathy? Care? I forget. You know, killing people like that. Why don't they, you know, if they want to behead somebody, why not somebody in a uniform, right? Okay, so they're crazy. On our side, all those pictures have been all over the Middle East. On our side, all the pictures of the torture. What did the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, call it? Nothing more serious than fraternity hazing. The torture, and what is in Afghanistan now? 8, 10, 12 people tortured to death. And in Guantanamo, how many have died down there? How many hundreds? You know those dog cages down there being made permanent? There's, I'm sure it's Kellogg Brown and Root and or Halliburton or somebody, one of Cheney's companies, are down there building permanent torture facilities. It's totally, totally insane. And Bush thinks it's an unfair criticism. Bush thinks it's an unfair criticism. And he says we're now complying with the court's decision, the decision that the people in Guantanamo have some rights, at least the same rights as a dog, at least the same rights as a stray dog. Now, we know they're not humans. You know, they're Afghans and Saudis and I don't know, just subhumans. They're not real humans. You know, and they pray and they bow down 5, 12, 30 times a day, some crap. They're not human. So Bush wants to know why. Why are we granting these rights to people who are subhuman? Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? This is my humanity. I'm an American. And they're destroying it. They're destroying it. And finally, we know Bush wishes the lying, cheating thug Carrick could have been in his cabinet, right? So is it any wonder he's defending the other crazed, lying, thug, murderer, egomaniacal, he-man thug, Rumsfeld? Reporter says, Mr. President, you talked about the big picture elements of the Secretary of Defense's job, but did you find it offensive that he didn't take the time to personally sign condolence letters to the families of troops killed in Iraq? And if so, sir, why is that an offense that you're willing to overlook?
I know Secretary Rumsfeld's heart. I know how much he cares for the troops.
Oh, he just sweats blood.
He and his wife go out to Walter Reed and Bethesda all the time to provide comfort and solace.
Yeah,
I have seen the anguish heard the anguish in his voice and seen his eyes when we talk about the danger in Iraq and the fact that youngsters are over there in harm's way. And he's a good, decent man. He's a caring fellow.
Not exactly the adjectives I'd use, nor probably anyone in Rummy's military would use. Oh, he's a good, decent man. He's a caring fellow. Now, excuse me, I have got to go over here and get in my Humvee and have my legs blown off because I'm an American soldier. I'm an American reservist. I'm an American National Guard person, and I'm over here to have my arms and legs blown off. I'm over here to come back to the United States someday crazed and out of my mind. But I think Rumsfeld's a good, decent man. Oh, I just love him. He's a real sweetheart. Of course Bush endorses and defends Rumsfeld. Remember when Bush invited the terrorists to attack our soldiers? Bring them on! Bring them on! I'm safe over here. I'm safe over here in the White House. Mi Casa Blanca. With my Tejano, Alberto Gonzalez, who's helping me write the laws on international justice. I'm okay. Bring them on! And remember when Rumsfeld said the drafted forces in Vietnam added no value? Huh? They care nothing about the troops. And you guys in the military who maybe listen to this program, why do you support this thug? Any of them! They're going to kill you! Don't you understand that? And your mama or your wife or your daddy won't even get a handwritten letter that says, oh, we're sorry, your boy's dead. Merry Christmas. Oh, well, okay, my mistake. They'll get a handwritten letter now. Well, it's not even handwritten, but it'll have Rumsfeld's signature on it. Oh, I'm so busy. I don't have time to sign these death notices. What is it? $1,200, $1,300? For God's sake, what is that? That's 80 a month. I don't have time for that. That's 20 a week. What do you want from me? I'm an old man. What do I know? Is there a toilet around here anyplace? Jesus. I got a Christmas card from Luta. Luta? In New Mexico. And you open it up, and it's red, and it says, children know only love, ... until taught something different. And then it says, Merry Xmas. and you open it up, and there's a picture of a little girl, Fallujah's child, a little girl, and her face is half blown away, and it's a close-up, and you can see the bloody eye and the rip across her forehead, and she's looking right in the camera, and there's blood down her little shirt, and on coming in on the right of the photograph is a hand, a gloved hand, a surgically gloved hand. So it looks like maybe, possibly, a doctor might be ready to do something, although there are no doctors in Fallujah. Remember, we drove them all out. But here's this little girl. And I swear to God, she kind of reminds me of you know, I've got three other daughters. They're all adults. But this little girl, Fallujah's child, reminds me a little bit of Wendy and Libby and Dee Dee. And possibly, as I look ahead, maybe even Molly. And underneath her picture is four words and a question mark. And the four words are, what did I do? What did I do? And here's this little girl. And when you see a child bloodied like this, looking at the camera, her right eye is bloodied shut. It's almost like it's been shot out. Her left eye, it's got kind of a sad look, you know. And her mouth is a little bit open, and the right side of her lip is swollen, and there's blood, dried blood, and fresh blood, and dark blood, and red blood, all over her little precious face. How old is this child, Kathy? 4. What did I do? What did I do? Is her question. I wish somebody would take this picture and this card and send it to Bush. You know, what did I do? What did I do? This little girl wants to know. What did I do? What did I do? You came over here and you killed my parents. And you killed me. I'm really dead. I'm not dead yet, but you'll get me. And if you look at me here in this picture, see my right eye? See how swollen and full of blood and pus and death it is and shrapnel. Look here at my little T-shirt. I had this little T-shirt on, and now you notice the blood, the dark blood all over it. And you see this line of blood running off my forehead down onto my left cheek, and it's slowly dribbling into my mouth. My own blood. I'm 5 years old. I'm 4 years old, and I'm tasting my own blood. What did I do? What did I do? This little girl wants to know, what did I do? What did I do? Why did I have to be shot and bombed? Why did I have to have pieces of metal fly into my body? Why are my parents dead? Why is my city in flames? Why am I terrified? I'm 5 years old and I'm dead. But I'll look out at this photograph, this Christmas card. Children know only love until taught something different. I'll just look out at Mike Malloy. That's what I'll do. I'll look out at Mike Malloy and anybody else who gets one of these cards. And I'll just ask the question, you know, what did I do? I'm just a little girl. What could I have done to make George Bush kill me? I'm just a little girl. That's all, you know. I'm just a kid.
From civilians to enemies, bombs can't discern. They just destroy all in their path. Will we ever learn? How many Iraqis per gallon? On this endless killing spree. How many kids can you kill? Send the lower class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV.
Okay, who put the Denerex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon, your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denerex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo.
If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hi, Jeff Levy here from the Computer News Show with a great technology tip. You want to remotely access your office PC, but solutions like PC Anywhere and VPNs are complicated and difficult to use. Here's your solution. Go to My PC lets you access your office PC from anywhere over the Internet. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were in the office. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource remotely. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use the promo code America. That's gotomypc.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try gotomypc.com free today. You'll love it.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology with the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Past the hour, Eleanor emailed in, Margaret Hassan was the CARE International woman, head of CARE International in Iraq, married to an Iraqi, fluent in the language. Thanks, Eleanor. It's just an awful, awful card. Children know only love until taught something different. Anyway, to Luta in New Mexico, who sent this to me. Thanks. I guess thanks is the right thing to say. Just a couple more things here, and then we're coming to your phone calls. The tightest security ever for an inauguration. That's what the Bush Inauguration Committee has for 2005, January 20th. According to Newsday, Bush will be sworn in amid the tightest security in inaugural history, with police or the military planning to search every one of the tens of thousands of people expected to line the parade route. Think about that for a second. Behind the scenes, thousands of specialized law enforcement, military personnel will stand ready to respond to any emergency. Security planners say they have seen no intelligence indicating terrorists will attempt to target the first inauguration since Al-Qaeda's attack against the United States September of 2001. Well, of course not, you morons. Of course not, you jackasses. This has become a military lockdown state. Oh, we don't feel it here yet. There are no military troops on the expressways around Atlanta. There's none in Chicago. There's none in New York. No, you know, not that you can see. But around Bush, this is the most hated man that the United States has ever put on the international stage. The most hated man by Americans. I saw something on, CBS, ABC, something. I don't even know. I don't care anymore. I don't watch it that much. I really don't. Weak excuse, but I don't. His approval rating is now at 48%. And a year ago, it was at 59. Gee, what happened? His approval rating is at 48%, and yet he, quote, won the election, end quote. Is there any doubt in your mind that George W. Bush and his killers stole the election? They stole it in 2000. They stole it in 2004. I hope the Ohio recount this happens or that happens or something happens. But I don't think it's going to. I'm sorry. Don't get pissed off at me now and send me emails and say, oh, you got to keep the faith. You got to be positive. Come on. Does anybody listen to this program? We talked about this last night. Do you think there's one Democratic senator out there who's going to challenge certification in the U.S. House, a joint session, I guess, on what, January 6th? You think there's going to be one Democrat? Who? Who's it going to be? Do you think Jeffords will? He's an independent. You think Jeffords will? Do you think there is a senator out there who wants to be assassinated? Of course not. Do you think there's one out there who wants to have a car accident? Of course not. Do you think there's one out there who wants to see their house catch fire? That's where we live. The tightest security ever. Ever. To the millions, according to Newsday, watching the inauguration on television worldwide, the ceremony and parade will look much as it has in the past. But each person attending the swearing-in and parade will be subjected to a search by metal detectors, security personnel, or both. Streets will be closed in Washington, and more security fencing than ever to create a large buffer zone to keep this monster separated from his subjects. This monster. The inauguration has been designated a national special security event, which gives the Secret Service the lead among about 40 federal agencies involved in security planning and execution. A joint command center has been set up in suburban Virginia to enable top officials at these 40 police and military agencies to make quick coordinated decisions in the event of what? Violent protest? Attack? Other problem? The extra security includes bomb-sniffing dogs, expanded use of police helicopters, military aircraft, thousands of police officers from the Washington suburbs and other cities will arrive to help with traffic, crowd control, and other duties. More will be ready to respond behind the scenes. The FBI, for example, will have investigators, evidence technicians, hostage rescue teams, heavily armed SWAT personnel, hazardous materials experts, bomb technicians! A Secret Service spokesman says, our whole focus is a smooth operation if something does happen. Fighter jets, military police, mobile medical units, 4,000 troops. This is America? This is America? This is my country? This is where I grew up? This is where I have a 5-month-old baby? This is America? This is America? Oh my God.
George W. Bush. We'll give the country a push. Put us back on the road to what's right and true. George W. Bush is gonna give us a push. He's the man who do what's right for me and you.
Planet Check. Every company has an ecological impact on the Earth.
That's Gary Erickson, founder and CEO of Cliff Bar Incorporated, talking about his new book, Raising the Bar.
And it really is a story of a journey, my personal journey and my business journey and how they really integrate.
In 2000, Erickson was ready to sell Cliff Bar for $120 million. After listening to his gut, he had a change of heart.
So I went back and told my partner to send him home. I'm not going to sell the company at the last, literally walking off the altar. That epiphany changed my life forever.
After that, his vision for the company became more real.
We went organic, we started to buy green tags, offset our energy use, and we went to post-consumer recycled paper. You just have to make the commitment and take it one step at a time.
Find Erickson's book, Raising the Bar, online at cliffbar.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Piramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music, piramind.com.
I know firsthand what it's like to be a kid when your dad dies with no life insurance. So when I started my own family, I knew how important it was. So I called AccuQuote at 800-500-3353. They found me life insurance from a top-rated company, and they saved me a fortune.
This is Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped tens of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. A 50-year-old, less than $50 a month. 20 and 30-year plans are also available. And ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. So if you're thinking about life insurance or want to know if you're paying too much, write down this number and call 800-500-3353 and start saving money right now. Or visit us at AccuQuote.com. That's 800-500-3353. 800-500-3353. Rates, policy forms, and availability vary.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves.
Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
I want next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
The Majority Report.
Now, this point about Condi Rice, though, is that she is completely incompetent. Why is she being put in charge of state?
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
And the bottom line is George Bush is attempting a Soviet-style purge. Anybody who disagrees with the president is out. And that's the what they do. They attack reality.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
So, one of our frequent Canadian correspondents, R.B. Hamm, sent me a link here. Time Magazine in Canada. Time Canada. Go to the website real quick. TimeCanada.com. And look at who the Canadian Man of the Year, Newsmaker of the Year is. Huh? This is, yeah. You remember Mar Arar? M-A-H-E-R, like Bill Maher, Maher Arar, A-R-A-R. Remember him? Remember him? His story was all over the New York Times in 2002. Our psychopathic security goons detained this guy. He's a Canadian software engineer. Detained him in New York City's Kennedy International Airport. They said he was linked to Al-Qaeda. And they deported him to Syria where he was tortured. Our people sent this guy to Syria to have his thumbs removed and his fingernails turned out and his eyelids sliced off or whatever the hell they did to him. We sent this guy to Syria. A year later, he was freed. Turns out he was like you and me. Nobody. Nobody. And we sent him to be tortured. He's got two lawsuits going. One against John Ashcroft, one against Robert Mueller. Is he still the FBI director, Mueller? Mueller? I don't even know anymore. I don't care. Don't email me. Former Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien and the Commissioner of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, Giuliano Zaccardelli. Now, go read the story. We don't have time to do it. TimeCanada.com. You'll find it. Canadian Newsmaker of the Year. And who do we have? A giggling killer. Somebody who invaded. You know, you can go ahead, make a case for Afghanistan. I don't care. We invaded Iraq. And these little kids, you know, these busted up children who say, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I live here in Iraq. What did I do? Why are you killing me? Why? Why am I dead? I can still talk, but I'm dead. You know I'm dead. And all the other kids in my class are dead. I thought you people over there in America, I thought this was your season for the baby Jesus. I was a baby. I was a baby 4 years ago. God. So So we're just going to keep killing. I mean, Bush made that very clear today. We will kill those brown bastards over there in Iraq. We will kill them and kill them and kill them. We'll kill them again and again and again. Our presence there kills them. Well, Mike, it's not us doing the car bombs. Yes, it is. Because we are there. We have Saddam. Take him to The Hague. Oh, that's right. We don't believe in that. Bring him here! Get our troops out! Leave them alone! Leave them alone. But the Christian right in this country, as they celebrate the little baby Jesus at Macy's and at Federated Department Stores, oh, we want the baby Jesus! We want the baby Jesus at Federated Department Stores! We want the baby Jesus! It's about Jesus! The baby! But we're going to kill these little bastards in Iraq. We're going to butcher them. We're going to kill this one and that one and 10 here and 50 over there and 1,000. We're going to keep killing. The Lancet, the British Medical Journal, said 100,000 excess deaths in Iraq in the past 18 months because of us. And 80%. Am I pissing you off tonight, Truth Seeker? Am I making it hard to listen to this program? I really apologize. 80% of those deaths are women and children. Women and children. And this little girl and this card with her blood all over her face. What did I do? It's a simple question, right? What did I do? Well, sweetheart, there was no room in the inn, so we decided to blow you to pieces. And your mama, and your daddy, and your aunties, and your uncles, and all the little children in Fallujah. We don't care. We don't care. We are the United States of America. We will kill you. We will butcher you. We will burn you. We will rain fire on you. We will rain fire on you. The inauguration of George W. Bush, more than $4.5 million from the corporate world has flowed to Bush's inauguration fund, much of it from the energy industry. Some of the executives have made contributions of $250,000 each. Outside the energy sector, New Orleans Saints football team owner Tom Benson gave $50,000 and his company's plural gave $200,000. Northrop Grumman, the world's largest shipboat builder and second largest defense contractor and murderer of children in Fallujah, donated $100,000. Michael Dell, chairman of Dell, the world's largest computer maker, gave $250,000. So did United Technologies. They make death weapons, too. Occidental Petroleum, whose business stands to benefit from the president's actions regarding Libya, Iraq, Iran, and any place else there's oil, they donated $250,000. ExxonMobil, the world's largest publicly traded oil company and number one polluter and destroyer of life. ExxonMobil, who reported third quarter profits of enormous numbers, thanks to, well, you know, thanks to what? Texas oilman T. Boone Pickens, $250,000. Former Enron president Richard Kinder, who left the firm 5 years before it collapsed. Oh, well, then he's innocent. And is now CEO of one of the largest energy, transportation, and storage companies in the country. Kinder gave $250,000. Southern Company, $250,000. Nuclear Energy Institute, $100,000. These are the beasts and bastards and thugs and monsters who are paying for the show in Washington, D.C. on January 20th, that the United States military and 40 military and policing organizations will, by God, make sure goes off orderly. Orderly. International Answer, that is trying to get permits to demonstrate. What were they told? Yeah, we'll get to you eventually. You think something bad is going to happen on January 20th in D.C.? Am I allowed to say that, Kathy? Will the Secret Service come pounding on our door? I think something horrific is going to happen in Washington, D.C. on January 20th. I really do. I think there are enough people in this country who, even though we don't want to stand in the cold again, even though we don't, you know, but we got to do something, right? And then you have this jacked up Homeland Security cadre Right. We have the United States now is a military theater of operations. You know, that guy that was appointed to be the general overseeing North America, in a heartbeat, in an instant, in a half an instant, martial law in this country. You think it's going to happen January 20th? Huh? How long do you think it'll take? Let's suppose it did happen. What do you think would happen to the people that work here at Air America Radio? What do you think would happen? I have no idea. Maybe nothing. Maybe nothing. Maybe. So, you know who's contributing. You know who's contributing to this Nazi-like, martial, warlike sickness that's going to occur January 20th in Washington, D.C. Right? Twice now. A man whose cadre stole the election, stole it for himself, stole it for Republicans all over the country, stole even down to mayor's offices, stole it for governors, stole it for senators and House members and the President of the United States. The whole damn thing now is an absolute filthy lie. Are you going to vote again with these machines? I never will again. It's over for me, period. If it's a machine. Because I know, and you know, and we all know, and they know, and the media knows, and the politicians know, and your mama knows, and everybody knows it's a fraud. But it's Christmas, and I get a card from Luta. And it says on the cover, children only love until taught something different, Merry Xmas. And then I open it up, and there she is, Fallujah's child. Sweet little four-year-old girl with her head, her hair thick with blood, matted to her scalp. But it's Christmas! Oh, what the hell? Somebody's always trying to bum me out. Oh, my goodness. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Silent night. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. And the sun was shining, baby, jimmy, 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 it's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Sirius Black has escaped from Azkaban.
By Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expecto Patronum!
Year's most magical DVD.
Harry!
Includes a conversation with J.K. Rowling and Kurz.
The film is just mind-blowing.
Exclusive, never-before-seen footage and loads of other magical extras.
That felt good.
Not good. Brilliant.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Parental guidance suggested. Rated PG. Buy it on DVD.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denerex she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
It's time for a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Half the U.S. intelligence budget is spent on private contractors. Red states have a divorce rate 27% higher than blue states. The Pentagon spent $42 billion on faulty aircraft without fully testing them. Ready for the answers? All true. Read about all this in the January issue of Mother Jones on newsstands now. Mother Jones, your source for truth-telling, hell-raising, independent news.
Gentlemen, this message is for you if you're using Viagra, or perhaps you never have, and it's about time. ClassicTabs.com has all four performance enhancers, Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet that melts under the tongue. It's custom compounded using Pfizer's Viagra and starts to work in as little as 15 minutes. Go online to ClassicTabs.com. Your prescription will be filled by a licensed physician, delivered in a discreet envelope right to your door. Give us a call at 1-800-640-7032. Now there are four male enhancers to choose from. Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, and the new fast-acting sildenafil citrate tablet. Your decision. Your choice. It's that simple. That's ClassicTabs.com. ClassicTabs.com. Or call 1-800-640-7032. 1-800-640-7032. ClassicTabs.com.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Ten before the hour. Last thing I want to bring up, and after the next break, we're going to go to your phone calls. Okay? Well, actually, two things here. Nearly half of... Did you see this? Associated Press is reporting this on Friday. Nearly half of all Americans believe the U.S. government should restrict the civil liberties of Muslim Americans. What if it was African Americans or Italian Americans or Irish Americans? No, Muslim Americans. What the hell is a Muslim American? Is there a Baptist American? Is there a Presbyterian American? What the hell is a Muslim American? Is that like a Jewish American? What is it? What is a Muslim American? A survey conducted by Cornell University also found that Republicans and people who describe themselves as highly religious were more apt to support curtailing Muslim civil liberties than Democrats or people who are less religious. Oh, what a surprise there. Researchers also found that respondents who paid more attention to television news were more likely to fear terrorist attacks and support limiting the rights of Muslim Americans. What is a Muslim American? What is that? What is a Muslim American? 44% 44% of the people, and this was done by Cornell University. This was done scientifically. Margin of error, 3.5, plus or minus. Okay, 44% of Americans. The survey showed that 27% of people on the poll supported requiring all Muslim Americans to register where they lived with the federal government. This is what happened to the Jews in Germany in the 30s. Do you understand this? We are doing it. We are doing it! We don't have the death camps yet. They're coming! 22% in the survey favored racial profiling to identify potential terrorist threats by what somebody looks like. Oh, Jesus, Kathy, I must look like a mass murderer. And 29% thought undercover agents should infiltrate Muslim, civic, and volunteer organizations to spy. While the researchers at Cornell University said they were not surprised by the overall level of support for curtailing civil liberties, they were startled by the correlation with religion and exposure to television news. One of the developers of the survey said, quote, "We need to explore why these two very important channels of discourse may nurture fear rather than understanding." What? Religion and exposure to television news? Why they nurture fear? They're both built on fear. So there you have it. 44% of us say, oh, yeah, Muslim American? Yeah, keep tabs on them. And eventually lock the bastards up. They bow and scrape, and they're brown. So, you know, they have to be... They have to be enemies of the state. Are we going to soon make them wear a little a crescent moon on an armband? The Jews were forced to wear a Star of David, and the gays were forced to wear a pink triangle. Are we going to make the Muslims wear a crescent moon? Is that what we're going to do? Huh? What's a Muslim American? Is a Muslim American, is that somebody named O'Brien who or Smith or Jones who decide, well, you know, I think the Muslim faith is more of what I'd like to believe in, so I'm going to take the name Abdullah Abdullah now. Is that a Muslim American? Now, what's a Muslim American? Anybody know? Is that a Syrian immigrant? Is that a Palestinian? Is that an Iraqi, an Iranian? Is it an Egyptian? Is it a Saudi? What is a Muslim American? Is it someone from Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran? What's a Muslim? Somebody from, oh, I don't know. Where are there some more Muslims? Huh? They're all over, right? What's a Muslim American? Meanwhile, the manufacturers of Celebrex said, yes, our product does cause death and destruction and anguish, but we're not going to take it off the market. We're just going to stop advertising it. We're just going to stop advertising it. It's a worthless crap drug anyway. You can get the same thing from Aleve. Oh, wait a minute. Aleve causes heart attacks, too. Okay. Well, I guess it's back to Tylenol and aspirin and ibuprofen. But we don't make any money on that. You know what 1,000 aspirin costs? What? $12? Is that what? That's why there's no flu vaccine. We can't make any money on it. So the company that makes Celebrex says, well, yeah, well, we were doing a study. We were doing a study to see if Celebrex had anything to do with retarding, pardon the expression, the development of Alzheimer's. And, you know, damnedest thing, the people in the study kept falling over dead from heart attacks. Well, we decided in the interest of compassion to stop the study. And no, we're not going to pull Celebrex off because, after all, we're making billions on it. It doesn't do anything that aspirin doesn't do. And if it upsets your stomach, well, aspirin, well, or if ibuprofen does, drink some Pepto-Bismol. But you can buy a tanker full of Pepto-Bismol for $100. We can't make any money there. Are we going to pull Celebrex? No. We're just going to pull the commercials because we have brainwashed you and your doctor. We are selling worthless drugs, just like Vioxx. Oh, okay, my bad. They're not worthless. They're killer drugs. They will kill you. They will kill you. They will kill your mom. They will kill your dad, your auntie, and your uncle. And eventually they will kill you. But we have drugs for erectile dysfunction, too. Yeah, we have Cialis and we have Viagra. And we're getting rich. We're the pharmaceutical industry. So we're gonna pull the ads on Celebrex, but we're not gonna remove the product. Isn't that kinda weird? Celebrex, dance to the music. Celebrex. Isn't that kind of funny? Isn't that kind of funny? Does this strike you, Truth Seeker, as being obscene? Is that not an obscenity? People are dying. This stuff eats your heart, turns your heart into a mass of destroyed muscle tissue that can't close and open properly. The valves collapse. The heart muscle degenerates. There's nothing there. You die. So what's Celebrex? Oh, well, we're going to pull the ads. Maybe next year we might pull the product. But, you know, it was just one study. It was only one study. And, you know, you can't trust studies. We trust our advertising department. We trust our marketing department. We don't trust the science. What? You know, it's not real science. It's junk science. So people die. People die all the time. Look at the people in Fallujah. They're dying even as we speak. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Hi, yeah, I'm looking for a tree.
Well, we got a lot to choose from. How tall?
About 8 feet.
How about this spruce right here I got? Nice and full. Look at that. Right at 8 feet.
Yeah, I'll take it. And $3,000 cash back would be good.
Yeah, well, so would a back massage from a Swedish flight attendant.
Is that a no?
Remember, great deals on 2004 models and more can only be found at Kia's year-end event. Get $3,000 cash back on the Sedona minivan, $2,000 cash back on the rugged midsize Sorento SUV, and 0% financing on the luxurious Amante full-size sedan, all with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Because only Kia can offer stylish, well-equipped cars for a lot less than the competition.
Say, can you guarantee that tree for 10 years?
How about 10 minutes?
So hurry. Kia's year-end event ends January 3rd. And remember, it's only at Kia. Cash back from Kia Motors America varies by model. Short-term financing available to well-qualified buyers through qualified lender. Must take delivery from retail stock by 1305. See retailer for warranty and incentive details or go to Kia.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. Another painkiller is triggering warnings from the FDA. The agency said a government study showed the over-the-counter medicine naproxen can cause an increased risk of heart problems. Patients taking the drug were advised not to exceed the recommended dose and not to take it for more than 10 days unless directed by their doctor. Naproxen is sold under the brand names Aleve and Naprosyn, among others. Studies have also found increased heart risks in connection with two other prescription painkillers, Vioxx and Celebrex. President Bush defended his defense secretary's handling of the war in Iraq yesterday. His statements come amid criticism from legislators from both parties over Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Bush said he believed Rumsfeld was doing, quote, a really fine job and that he was a decent man. He also admitted that training Iraqi police and army to take over security matters in Iraq has been difficult. He said insurgent car bombings have been effective propaganda tools that are having an effect. Indeed. Car bombs hit the Shiite holy cities of Najaf and Karbala Sunday, killing more than 60 people. 36-year-old Lisa Montgomery made her initial appearance in a Kansas City, Kansas court yesterday. She's accused of killing an 8-month pregnant woman and cutting the fetus from her body. Investigators say Montgomery returned to her hometown of Melvern, Kansas, and claimed the infant as her own. The infant was found and has been united with her father. Montgomery could face the death penalty if convicted. Government safety inspectors want the Coast Guard to update its regulations for calculating passenger weight on private water taxis. The weight standards were drawn up more than four decades ago, and the adults on board were estimated to weigh no more than 140 pounds. The National Transportation Safety Board says average adult weights since then have increased by nearly 25 pounds. The recommendation stems from the capsizing of a passenger boat in Baltimore's Inner Harbor last March. Investigators determined the fully loaded boat was dangerously overweight when it encountered high winds and rolled over.
Jack Frost is nipping noses across the Midwest and East Coast. The Great Lakes area is experiencing wind chills well below zero. Parts of Chicago could see up to a foot of lake effect snow. There are freeze warnings in Florida, and Atlanta is expecting record low temperatures. The streets of New York are covered in ice due to temperatures in the teens. The official start of winter is 7:42 this morning. Retailers, though, are hoping cold temperatures will bring more holiday shoppers into their stores. While it hasn't been a humbug season, it's been rather ho-hum. High oil prices and weak jobs market are blamed for consumers keeping a tighter hold on their money. Retail researcher ShopperTrek says sales fell 7% to $6.7 billion Saturday compared to 1 year ago. Government statistics show gas prices have declined for 7 weeks in a row. However, the Energy Department says prices have never been so high heading into the Christmas travel season. The national average pump price for regular unleaded is $1.82 a gallon, a decline of 3 cents from the previous week. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Terry Sheridan.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this. Your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Catherine Lanford. Paul Glaskris and I are keeping the flame alive here at our U.S. headquarters. Oh, and also Milky, the ecumenical season's greetings cow. Paul and I and Milky will be talking to Joshua Michael Marshall of TalkingPointsMemo.com, the Boston Globe's Tom Oliphant, and the White House Project's Marie Wilson. Join me, Paul Glaskris, and Milky, the season's greetings cow, tomorrow on The Al Franken Show.
Six and a half past the hour. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. We'd like to hear from you, so give us a call. Jerry is calling from New Jersey. Jerry, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Mike, you beat me to my point, but I couldn't express my feelings any better than you did, so I just stayed on to say hello to you. And I can't believe the way Bush refused to condemn Putin, President Putin, his name is?
Yeah, yeah.
His coup to expand his control in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But I figure, you know, why would one want to be fascist dictator criticize another with the same motives? You know,
that's right. That's right.
You know, and I know you like to slap somebody, but I give up my life savings to get him within spitting distance of our president.
Well, it's just, I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean. Mike.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. All right. Well, listen. What was it you wanted to say? And I said it and stole your thunder.
It's about the you know, his press conference today.
Oh yeah,
it's just
yeah.
Ridiculous, Mike. You know, I don't know. I just don't understand how this man won re-election.
Well, he didn't. And he didn't.
I know what you mean.
He didn't. It was stolen. It was absolutely stolen. We don't live in a representative democracy any longer. We live in a fascist state. And I'll tell you something, and you know this, Jerry. I'm not telling you anything. I mean, I just want to say this because you already know it, and I know it, and most people listening know it. Think the screw is going to be tightened down over the next 4 years. You and I, we ain't seen nothing
yet. That scares me. It scares me too. Yeah.
It scares me too. This is my country. This is not Bush's country. This is not a Condoleezza Rice's country or Rumsfeld or Gonzalez. This is my damn country.
But you know what, Mike? I'll tell you one thing, Mike. And really, I don't care who hears me. I will not go down without a fight. And I'll give up my life for this country if I have to.
I hear you loud and clear. Yeah, no, that makes sense because you know that's kind of boring. I guess that's genetic. Look what they're doing. Look what they're doing in Iraq or any country where an invader has come in. Even if the country are a bunch of crap asses who don't care about human liberties, you know, have a leader who's a thug and a miserable scum. But when you invade the nest, when you invade the homeland, when you invade the country, when you go where you're not supposed to go, start killing children, well, you know, like we have done. What would happen if we had a force bombing our cities and killing our children? What would we do?
Yeah, we'd fight back.
We'd fight to the last one of us.
Yep.
We wouldn't stop.
Those people have pride, and you know what? A lot of people say, oh, those people are crazy, and they don't know anything, but I look at it like this. I think those people are smarter and braver than us. I mean, at least they're willing and brave enough to stand up and fight against the occupation and, you know, what they feel is wrong. You know, we stay quiet, until now. I guess we're kind of comfortable in our lifestyles. You know, we see something wrong, and we mostly stay quiet. But, you know, those people, they fight for what they believe in, and I think we need to do the same. I believe that if things really get worse in this country, where if it really goes in the direction we think it's going, I think you'll see a lot of that in this country, too. Because I don't think American people are going to sit back and let this country be taken over by a fascist dictator, you know, or want to be one, you know.
Well,
I know I won't. I won't sit down. I'll do anything, you know. I'll fight with my wife. I'll fight to the last breath.
Yeah, I hear you. Jerry, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, Mike. Take care.
All right, take care. With due respect to Jerry, it's happened. I know what he means. So far, not quite yet. You and I haven't felt the lash, not yet. We haven't felt the invisible whip yet. You know, not yet. And no, it's probably not going to be like Germany in the 30s. Okay, no, there probably won't be ovens and death camps and gas chambers. But something bad is coming this way. Something really bad is coming this way. And I don't know how 300 million people on this turtle island, how can 300 million people, and I don't care if 50 million voted for this monster, how can 300 million people just sit back and let this happen? I don't think, we're slow to anger, you know, like a sleeping giant, even though we have a psychopath and a bunch of little runty people running the country right now, really moral midgets, just little crappy people. But America went when the people of this country finally, we're slow to move, you know, like a huge tanker trying to turn in the ocean, I guess. I don't know. But once we get aroused, this is what I hope anyway, then there's no stopping what we're capable of doing. I mean, look at our history. We've done it. We've done it. We've done it in the past. Hey, Mark is calling from San Francisco. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call, Mike.
Absolutely.
Mike, I wanted to say, first of all, that you are the best person I know who is alerting the American public to the possible fascism that we are going into. And I do believe that it is, excuse me, I do believe that it has so many things already gone in place that we are in a proto-fascist state, and it is scary.
It is. It is. It scares the hell out of me. You know, a lot of people just... I can remember when I was a kid, my grandfather,
yes.
Italian immigrant, batting around the word fascist. I'm talking mm-hmm. back in the 50s, and I never paid too much... I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I guess he was talking about the McCarthy hearings and the anti-communism and mm-hmm. so on. And my grandfather was a Republican. He was a businessman. He came over here like a lot of immigrants. He made a lot of money. He lived real well. He did good. But I can remember him talking in his broken English to my grandmother about fascism, about fascists. And in their family, my grandparents' family, they had five kids. My mother was the oldest. In their family, the worst thing you could call somebody was a fascist.
Well, that was a good man. My mother, in fact, I remember when I was a little kid, and she did know about the... I'm only a few years younger than you. And my mother, I remember saying to me, she says, just give them a chance, man. The fascists will come out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I am seeing it.
Yeah.
I didn't fully understand it then. It is very true. And we Americans have to be very solid about understanding that this is what's happening. Combination of corporatism with government and so forth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have spoken about this very, very well. And it is a thing that we have to get people to understand that this is really, we are on the verge of it.
Well,
they have taken over all these things, you know what they've taken over of government and so mm-hmm. forth. And they, and you know, who writes our laws now, right? Our environmental laws.
Yeah, corporations that will
everything.
Destroy the environment. That's pure. That's pure. That's Mussolini-style fascism. That's Franco-style fascism. It's here. It's here. It's here.
It is. It is. And what we see beginning, remember when Rumsfeld first said when he was going to take in people who were foreigners, only foreigners would have no right to our legal system. And then they took Padilla.
Mm-hmm.
And he had it too. It just creeps radically on.
I know.
You are really saying the right thing. All I got to say is just keep up the word.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for checking
I out. Really mean it.
Okay. We appreciate you participating too by tuning in and listening to Air America. Peter is calling from Tallahassee. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Peter.
Good, good. Listen, Mike, you mentioned something earlier that's really a hot button for me, and that's this thing about Michael Dell. That's the Michael Dell of Dell Computer contributing
right.
$250,000
sure.
to $250,000 to the Chump Coronation.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, well, it really upsets me. I'm a computer professional, and I recommend computers to people every day.
Hey, hold that thought right there. I got a break here, Peter. Pick it back up about recommending computers to people every day, okay? Let me put you on hold to come right back. Quick break here, folks. We'll be back. By the way, for the first time since I've been doing this program, we have a bunch of open lines. So call us. I want to hear from you. I'm sick of hearing myself tonight. 866-303-2270. We've got about five open lines. Come get it. Come get it! Soup's on!
We're marching to a faster pace. Look out,
know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour, back to Peter in Tallahassee. Now, we're right at the point you said you recommend people, for people, of computers to buy.
Yes, yes, Mike, and many of us in the computer business are liberal and progressive people. I think I can safely say that the majority of us are, and I really feel betrayed. I recommended a lot of Dell systems to people, and I won't do it anymore, never again, and I strongly encourage the other people like me and people who are just casual users. Most of us use computers, and our brother-in-laws ask us what computer to buy. Just anything. Tell them anything to discourage the purchase of a Dell system. This guy contributed $250,000 to the Chimp Coronation, and I think that that is outrageous. And furthermore, if I'd like to give the Dell address to write to people, you really can't email them because they have canned email through their website, but if I may give the Dell address to send them a postcard. It's Dell Incorporated, 1 Dell Way, Round Rock, Texas, 78682. Send them a postcard, send them a letter, send it attention Michael Dell, and tell them that there are millions of us, Mike, that are involved in computer systems, and we have a huge sway and sphere of influence over people about their purchases. I'm mad as hell about this, and I'd like all of the people who are listening to join me in my contempt for Dell computers.
I'll tell you what, why don't you email me that address that you just gave, because a lot of folks heard you say it, but they didn't have anything to write with. Email it to me, and we'll put it on our front page of our website, okay?
You got it, Mike, and I sure appreciate you.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Thanks for checking in. Take care.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye. Weird stuff. Sarah is calling from Charlottesville, Virginia. Hey, Sarah, welcome to the program.
Hi there. I just wanted to comment on what you had been saying before about the election being stolen.
Uh-huh.
I turned to my husband right after 9/11 happened, and I told him, you watch. The next election is either going to be stolen, or they're going to, quote-unquote, postpone it, or there's going to be another terrorist attack. Well, they were talking about postponing it in August, that everyone threw a hissy fit, so they couldn't do that.
Right.
So they stole it right out from under us.
Well, you're right, and I don't know what to say about it anymore. I thought after what happened in 2000, I thought the American public would realize that we were on the verge of losing everything we've had for the past 230 years that has been improved. I mean, we didn't start out with good documents. We started out with good documents in theory, but they had to be modified. They had to be modified to become more inclusive. Okay, so we arrived at this point 230, 240 years later, and now in 2000, the election was stolen. In 2002, a sophisticated system of stealing every election was tried, Georgia being one of the big proving grounds. It worked. In 2004, enough of these systems and machines were put, and forget Diebold, doesn't have to be Diebold. You know, everybody says, well, Mike, in Ohio, they didn't use Diebold. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So here we are. We've lost it. It's gone. How are we going to get it back? I've said it before, and I think a lot of people have also said it. We've got to get rid of the touchscreen voting, got to get rid of the computer voting, because we have people, we have worms, we have filthy people who want to steal democracy, who have stolen it, who are hypocrites and fascists and neo-Nazis. And in order to get it back for them, I don't know what we do. Either get paper ballots or rifles, one of the two.
Honestly, I was thinking, you know, if this had happened like in the 60s or 70s, all hell would have broke loose. But something's happened in the last, 40 years or so, and America has really changed. My next prediction is watch the borders. They're going to tighten up the borders, and they're going to slip something into a bill that will be under the radar, and it'll be something huge affecting, you know, voting or civil rights or something like that. And we won't know about it until it's already a done deal.
That's probably the case. Hey, thanks for checking in, Sarah. I have to leave it there. All right, you take care. You take care. I remember back in the late 60s when finally a segment of the so-called black population in America had had enough. And the Black Panther Party, remember? And aside from all the good they did in the neighborhoods, they also decided to protect themselves, carrying carbines and shotguns and dressing the black jackets, the black berets. Remember that? And all of a sudden, you know, white people went, what's that? What's that? It's a Negro with a gun and a black leather jacket. Oh, my God. Remember that? Remember that? And the point was made, wasn't it? Wasn't the point made? Wasn't the point made? Didn't the young black men and a few young black women, but mostly young black men who decided, screw this. If I'm going to walk the streets of America, I got to be protected. I got to protect myself. I'm not going to have no rope around my throat. I'm not going to be hanged in a tree. I'm going to carry a gun. So if the sons of bitches come after me, there's going to be a couple that don't quite make it to the necktie. Remember? Remember that? Remember that? Remember that? When all, and then all of a sudden, whoa, America got serious about so-called civil rights. Wow. Oh, okay. Just kidding. All right. You can put the guns down now. Is that what it's going to take? Where it concerns our democracy? We're going to have white young men? And young women, huh? With carbines and black leather jackets? I don't know. What do you think? Father, can you keep me safe from
harm? The memories you build in the house on the hill. It's time for a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Half the U.S. intelligence budget is spent on private contractors. Red states have a divorce rate 27% higher than blue states. The Pentagon spent $42 billion on faulty aircraft without fully testing them. Ready for the answers? All true. Read about all this in the January issue of Mother Jones, on newsstands now. Mother Jones, your source for truth-telling, hell-raising, independent news.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions?
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
We've all been there at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice. Next! Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile. Next! If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I feel
fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Yeah, drive into Valero. Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, drive into Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Randy Rhodes.
Our army would be better served if their equipment was supplied by Legos. Hasbro, makers of G.I. Joe, could pound out the armor. This is so unacceptable when incompetent morons like you are in charge. Oh, rummy gut. And when he finishes his speech, what does he do? He gets to go home. And George Bush, too. Went to Camp Pendleton to wish them well. Yeah, go fight my war. Go fight my war. And then he went to Elmo. You know, he went to Sesame Street.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour, I got an email here from Don, and he writes, Mike, I think it's important to keep in mind that the Holocaust was something somewhat of an aberration in fascism. We have a small part of it with Guantanamo, but we don't need to expect genocide. The American fascists of the neocon variety do not need to imprison and exterminate a race, just disenfranchise those who would try to stop them. We see that happening now. Elections mean nothing, protests mean nothing, and if it goes too far, those people can now disappear. Italy was a fascist country, but they were not known for genocide, just corporate state uber-nationalism. We are experiencing that today. Yeah, and I've tried to make that point, but Don makes it very succinctly. I don't expect death camps in this country unless the Christian Reconstruction movement takes over. Then the gays are gone. The Jews are gone. And the Catholics are gone. And the socialists are gone. And the trade unionists are gone. Wait a minute. Where have I heard this before? Yeah. Niemöller. If the Christian Reconstruction movement takes over, then it's a different story. But Don is right. No, you know, Bush and his thugs, they don't need to exterminate anybody. Nah. It's the American public you got to watch out for. 44% of the American public believes that it's okay, proper, and necessary to deny Muslim Americans full legal rights in this country. Muslim Americans. Now, nobody's explained to me what a Muslim American is. Is, like I said, is it somebody who just converts to the Muslim faith and happens to have been an American to begin with? Native born? Is it somebody that comes here from... What the hell is a Muslim American? But you see, we are part of the stupidest collection of individuals ever assembled in one place in the history of the human race. We are. We're just insanely crazy in this country. And when you use the term Muslim American, people think of somebody in a... Most Americans think of somebody in a turban. Yeah, that's right, a turban. No, wait a minute, that's a Sikh. I don't care what they're Sikhing. They're Arabs. Well, but if they're Arabs, they're not necessarily Muslim. They could be Christian. Oh, no, don't trick me. You want me to get into a debate with myself?
You want me to negotiate with myself? Oh, no, you don't. I'm smarter than that. God. So, yeah, thanks, Don. No, I don't foresee death camps. Concentration camps, maybe, under the guise of maintaining national security and maintaining the order necessary to place this country under martial law. I see that as a very, very clear possibility. Steve is calling from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh,
is that right? From BC?
Yeah, Vancouver, yes.
Hey, Steve, welcome to the program.
You have to explain something to me. I'm not sure that I understand the difference between Democrats and Republicans. They're all the same.
Do a Google on it. I can't. You know, I don't have enough time right now. Here in 2004, in the great United States of dead America, there really isn't that much difference.
Because I remember Madeleine Albright saying that when she was asked about the deaths in Iraq,
that it was worth it. Yeah, all those dead children, 1.5 million dead children. Is it worth it, Madam Secretary? Oh well, I think so.
So that was a Democrat.
No, that was a killer. That was another giggling killer.
And Clinton bombed the aspirin factory.
Well, I don't know that it was an aspirin factory. That's what right-wing talk radio in America wants us to believe. I have no idea, and I don't think you do, and I don't think anybody will ever know whether or not that factory actually produced chemical weapons or if it produced vitamins or it produced aspirin. I have no idea. But you're right about Madeleine Albright. Dead children to her don't mean a thing. Dead children to most Americans in power really don't mean a thing. They may pay lip service. You may get somebody who appears to be compassionate. Oh, we don't want the little babies to die. We really don't. But then when it's time to provide the payoff to the munitions builders in this country and cause a war someplace, dead children? Oh, sorry, collateral damage, you know.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
When it comes to Democrats and Republicans, I mean, it seems to me that there really isn't any difference because isn't the same money going to both sides?
Yeah, it is. Let me understand where you're going with this, and this is a discussion that a lot of us have had many, many, many times. The Democratic Party, in theory, when I talk about Democrats, I always make it distinctive. Blue-collar, working-class Democrats, which means Roosevelt Democrats.
Right.
Roosevelt Democrats... they had good ideas, good things. There was a peace branch to the Democratic Party, an anti-war branch, a social justice branch. That's what I mean by Democrats. The corporate Democrats today, people like, for example, pick a name, Hillary Clinton. That's a good name. That pops right up. These are not Democrats like, for example, I used to be. I'm nothing now. I'm just floating. I'm in limbo. I'm nothing. I'm going to wait and see where I want to land, because the Democratic Party has been become totally corrupted, not as corrupt as the Republican Party, but corrupted nonetheless.
Because you know what a Democrat, a new Democrat in Canada means?
No, I don't.
It's very, very left.
It's very left.
Very, very union, very...
Well, maybe we'll develop that here. If Canada leads, maybe the United States will follow. I don't know. I don't know.
We call them the new Democrats here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're absolutely right, Steve. There really is no difference at the present time, at the current time, I should say. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks for checking in.
Yeah. You know, I'm reminded, I don't know why, what Steve was saying reminded me of Hannah Arendt's comment about Adolf Eichmann, about the banality of evil. I guess it's watching Bush. You know, I watched this half-witted man, and I know a lot of people say, oh, he's smarter than you think. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's a stupid, ignorant little man. He is not smarter. He's manipulative, maybe. He's got power. He's got more power than any human being who ever lived in the history of the human race. He's got it at his fingertips. He can wipe out cities. He can destroy as many children as he wants to. He can have them all, like the little girl in Fallujah, all their faces bloody and their arms blown off if he wants to. This powerful man. But he personifies what Hannah Arendt talked about when she talked about Adolf Eichmann, the banality of evil. Not that Bush yet has, he's getting close. Not that he's gotten to the mass death that Eichmann engineered in Nazi Germany. But that phrase, the banality of evil, the commonness, the worse than commonness of evil, it's just so pedestrian, so banal.
And there's Bush. When I watched him up there today, you know, I just thought to myself, my God, if Hannah Arendt were alive today and saw this clown, this miserable killer, this giggling, maniacal killer, I wonder if her phrase about Eichmann would pop into her mind. I'll bet it would. I'll just bet it would. I'll just bet it would. Harry is calling from Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Harry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Great that, man, I've been listening to you, and I got to say, for a lot of us, what you say scratches us right where we itch. Oh, God, this is great. You know, I've got some friends who are followers of that smirking, sniveling, cowardly liar that's in the White House.
Yeah, Karl Rove?
Pardon?
Bush, yeah. Do you have friends?
Well, they're not as close as they were at one time, believe me, especially after what I've been suggesting to them.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I've suggested is since their leaders have become so extreme in their views that they should, it's time for the Republican Party to replace its nickname GOP. And because although their ideas are old and their main constituents and privileged have been having a party, they're definitely not grand.
Mm-hmm.
What they are is hypocritical, as in the way the Republican president sends members of National Guard overseas to their deaths, even though he joined the National Guard to avoid war. They are also obnoxious with their Purple Heart band-aids at the Republican convention.
Oh, wasn't that sick?
Oh, that's disgusting. It's a method of this method of ridiculing brave recipients of Purple Hearts is so insulting.
Yeah.
And then they're also greedy in producing a tax cut that so overwhelmingly favors the wealthiest in society, hence the acronym HOG. And that's exactly what they are. They are hogs. If you ever drive past a hog farm...
Oh, it stinks!
Yeah, and that's the result of hogs' policies. That's what they would do. You would see that the hogs consume without consideration for their environment,
right,
or their future until the environment becomes an odor-filled wasteland.
Right.
And considering the budget that they passed last year, it shows that they can produce a lot of pork. And they can also squeal.
Yeah.
If they receive any criticism on this war, and they'll squeal, even though they, considering the criticisms that they had of Clinton during the military action of Kosovo, that's of course hypocritical too.
Yeah.
That's the old party of Dwight Eisenhower, Teddy Roosevelt, and a former governor here in Minnesota, the greatest Republican in Minnesota was Elmer Anderson, governor back in the early 60s, who was kind of like what caller earlier had said is more of a traditional Democrat. But that party is mostly gone. There's a few people that are still hanging on, but they're so they're so small in numbers to have any impact.
I hear you.
One thing.
Hey, listen, there's the music. Got a boogie. Got to go. The She Who Must Be Obeyed is giving me the look. She's saying, shut it down now. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Quick break. We'll be right back.
In the dirt. And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. In the starched white shed, you will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean sheds to play.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't fly.
George W. Bush was the
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Thanks to the people who made the program possible tonight. Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton, engineered in New York City. Linda Blake handled your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, is our own personal webmaster. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Archives programs. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. AirAmericaRadio.com, check it out. MikeMalloy.com, check it out. You'll be a better human being for having done both. Bill is calling from Atlanta. Bill, welcome to the program.
First, I'll say Linda Blake is real smart. And I wanted to say that what we've got now is not the classic fascism. Fascism is much more equated as a movement, number one. We're about to experience a world domination by a new system that's based on capitalism, based on the most decadent stage of capitalism, imperialism. Well, what Lenin thought was most decadent stage, but I think there's another one. And I think it's going to have the appearance of fascism. It doesn't have it doesn't have to exterminate a whole people any more than capitalism did in its earlier phase. I mean, you know, genocide is MO of classic capitalism.
Right.
The British did it. We did it in the Philippines. I mean, you know, what we're doing in Iraq, with the not we. The U.S. government, the U.S. ruling class is doing in in Iraq right now. We did it. It did in the Philippines before the turn of the century.
Right.
So
right.
It's not really new. Fascism would be if something on the order of, you know, the vigilantes and the neo, what are those extreme religious, well, what are really, I think, the clerical clerical fascists we have in this country that supported mm-hmm. George Bush, if they had to take to the streets and had to take to arms and had an armed rebellion and took over the army, well, we have a very loyal army. There have been people saying that it might mutiny because, you know, the way it, there are people in the army who are actually Democrats. I mean, the small d. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're all keyed into the system that you see every once in a while being sort of previewed by the Naval War College, and I think maybe some other group connected with the Pentagon. And I see every once in a while, it's actually running on C-SPAN right now, where they draw a core area in the middle of the globe, and they say these are the trouble areas, and around that are the places that are pacifistic, you know, that are trying to you know, have free trade and do peaceful business, you know, like these include the United States, Russia, China.
Hey, Bill, you're getting way out in left field here. Bring it down, bring it around where folks listening can go, oh yeah, I know what he's talking about. You're too far out in theory, pal. I understand where you're going. But bring it, tie it up for me, because I want to try to get a couple
okay,
more people.
Okay, Eric Blair, better known as George Orwell,
right,
was actually a political creature.
Yeah.
He was part of a group that theorized there'd be something called a manager, bureaucratic managerialism.
Okay,
oh, bureaucratic, managerial bureaucratism. Managerial bureaucratism.
All right, Bill! You're not doing what I asked you to do. I said bring it down, tie it up for me. Come on, I got there's a couple more people I want to get on here.
Okay.
You've been on for 3 minutes. I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
It's not communism. It's not capitalism in the ordinary sense.
Right.
It's a new thing, but it's not the classic fascism.
Okay, all right, stop right there. Thank you, Bill. I understand what you're saying. We talk about it on this program frequently. I got you. I do understand. I don't mean to be a jackass. Don't mean to cut you off. But one thing I've learned about talk radio, you got to keep it moving. If you got theory you want to expound on, send me an email. I'll try to synopsize it. I'll try to distill it. I'll try anything, okay? Bob in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey.
So it's 1970, and I'm in New York City, and I'm standing on the subway platform going to the moratorium.
Yeah.
Reading a Great Speckled Bird. And this fellow next to me is from overseas, and he asked me about the country, and I had 8 times I have to make excuses.
Mm-hmm.
In modern Tocqueville here, he says,
right.
Who is this person standing on my toes? The one who's smiling about it because he knows. Yesterday he and his friends pushed me away so no one else could board the train but they. Those are bad people who almost broke my limbs. Those aren't bad people, baby. They're only Americans. And who is that woman with gold dollars in her hair? The one who knows I'm poor but doesn't seem to care. For her pet's dinner, she bought a fillet willingly, while I am eating garbage that is killing me. Those are bad people who worry about being fat while I'm so thin. Those aren't bad people, baby. They're only American. It seems I read some of their history. Didn't their ancestors burn young girls for witchery? And the reason they came here, they soon defiled, forcing religious dissenters to recant or be exiled. Those were bad people who thought they could determine what was sin. Those weren't bad people, baby. They were only American.
All right, stop there. Because we're out of time. That's a great poem. I'd love to hear the rest of it. But what I'm afraid is going to happen, you're going to be talking, and the music's going to start. You're going to be in the recitation, and I'm going to have to say something very impolite, and that is cut you off. And I hate to do that. So hold it. You know, hold it right there. Call me back in. Don't call me when there's only 2 minutes of program left for the poem. I'd love to hear it, but you got to call during the show. All right.
I'll do it, Mike.
All right, man. Thanks. I appreciate it. Take care. I love poets. You know, always make room for poets. It's just the clock. You know, I've got a killer clock. The clock eats poetry. It eats talk show. It eats everything. It's awful. It's a woolly booger. It'll just eat everything. Thanks for participating tonight, no matter how you did it. I'll see you tomorrow night. For sure, for sure. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
For licensing information, visit www.careonecredit.com. When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling today. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. Another painkiller is triggering warnings from the FDA. The agency said a government study showed the over-the-counter medicine naproxen can cause an increased risk of heart problems. Patients taking the drug were advised not to exceed the recommended dose and not to take it for more than 10 days unless directed by their doctor. Naproxen is sold under the brand names Aleve and Naprosyn, among others. Studies have also found increased heart risks in connection with two other prescription painkillers, Vioxx and Celebrex. President Bush defended his defense secretary's handling of the war in Iraq yesterday. His statements come amid criticism from legislators from both parties over Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Bush said he believed Rumsfeld was doing, quote, a really fine job and that he was a decent man. He also admitted that training Iraqi police and army to take over security matters in Iraq has been difficult. He said insurgent car bombings have been effective propaganda tools that are having an effect. Indeed. Car bombers hit the Shiite holy cities of Najaf and Karbala Sunday, killing more than 60 people. 36-year-old Lisa Montgomery made her initial appearance in a Kansas City, Kansas court yesterday. She's accused of killing an 8-month pregnant woman and cutting the fetus from her body. Investigators say Montgomery returned to her hometown of Malvern, Kansas, and claimed the infant as her own. The infant was found and has been united with her father. Montgomery could face the death penalty if convicted. Government safety inspectors want the Coast Guard to update its regulations for calculating passenger weight on private water taxis. The weight standards were drawn up more than four decades ago, and the adults on board were estimated to weigh no more than 100.